here's a story from The World.
In Pakistan, the floodwaters have largely receded. About a third of the country was inundated in late summer by intense and relentless monsoon rains. The health effects, however, they are not going away. In fact, there's been an uptick in waterborne illnesses and hunger. The World's environment correspondent Carolyn Beeler visited a camp for displaced people in the hard-hit Dadu district of southern Pakistan to find out what people are facing.
Samira Vigio is waiting at the front of the health clinic tent when it opens. She's holding her two-day-old daughter on a cushion. The baby's not eating, Vigio tells me. When she drinks, she vomits. She has a fever and her stomach aches too, she says. She can't digest. So the moms crowded around suggest malaria. Vigio thinks it's a different problem. There's not enough milk in my breast to feed her, Vigio says. The only cooked food served here is rice. They bring it once in the morning and once in the evening, she tells me. About a quarter of the kids at camps like this one are severely malnourished, says Dr. Junaid Ahmed. He's taking temperatures and writing prescriptions at the front of the tent and has seen a progression of illnesses at these mobile clinics since late summer.
At the time of start of the flood, we saw a lot of patients with diarrhea, and then it was followed by skin diseases.
That was from drinking or wading through contaminated water. And then the mosquitoes started breeding in that standing water.
And after that, we saw malaria, a lot of patient malaria.
Malaria cases in Sindh province were three times higher in August than a year earlier. A young boy just tested positive after a finger prick for a blood test. His uncle, Ali Khan Jamali, says the boy has been sick for 8 days. He's not eating or drinking, Jamali tells me. He gets fevers often. Even now, sitting here, he'll start shivering. There are lots of mosquitoes around here, many of them, he says, with his hands on his nephew's shoulders. For his family of eight, there's only one mosquito net. We give it to the younger kids, he says. This year's rains in Pakistan were made more intense by climate change, and the World Health Organization expects global warming to have an increasing impact on human health. Dermid Campbell-Lindrum is the organization's head of climate change and health.
We estimate that even the relatively modest warming we expect to see by the 2030s would already be causing about 250,000 excess deaths a year.
That's from malaria, malnutrition, heat stress, and diarrhea. Higher temperatures make infectious diseases more infectious.
The pathogens tend to survive for longer. They tend to reproduce faster, either within the water bodies, if it's something like cholera, or within the insects which transmit the diseases for diseases like malaria. So average increased temperatures favor transmission of these diseases.
Campbell-Lindrum says no one is immune to the impacts of climate change. He points to the more than 70,000 people who died during a European heat wave in 2003. But the most exposed populations will still have it the worst.
So if you live in Pakistan and you don't have a safe water supply or a good sanitation system, then increasing temperatures and floods, which overflow your sanitation, are going to hit you more than somebody living in a good quality house. So across the board, it's those that are most vulnerable which are most at risk from climate change.
In Pakistan, the health impacts of climate change are piling up. The August floods damaged dozens of health centers in the hard-hit Dadu district. Dr. Ala Kareo, the head of pediatrics at the district hospital, says his unit is overcrowded. And he's worried about climbing rates of malnutrition as more families in this farming region fall into poverty.
Most of the lands and crops are underwater. And the main source of income of our villagers is land. So their source of income is totally finished.
His colleague, Dr. Tasmina Pahwar, says they're already seeing newborns being born underweight. This can have lasting impacts.
They do suffer significant birth defects. So it does impact child in all terms and conditions, ranging from physical health to mental development.
She expects the health impacts of the floods here to last well beyond when the waters recede. For The World, I'm Carolyn Beeler, Dadu District, Pakistan.